This program may look simple, but it really does illustrate a lot of differences between C and C++. What I'm trying to illustrate here is the usage of I/O streams, which is a different mechanism for input and output. You'll notice down in the main program, I have a thing called cout. Well, that's pretty much the same as standard out. It represents standard output. But it's a stream. It's what we call an I/O stream. In this case, it's, of course, an output stream. And what you can do with output streams, well, you use them for output, of course. There's a number of improvements in using those over using the normal output mechanism from C. Probably the first thing to mention is that when you output something with an output stream, you really can't make any of those mistakes like you could in printf, for example, getting the format wrong, and things could really get messed up. Because the stream takes a look at the type of the argument that is being inserted into the output stream. We call it inserted, meaning to give output to a stream. And since it knows what type it is, it just does the right thing. You don't have to worry about a format mismatch. So in this case, I'm saying cout, and then the left shift operator is overloaded, as we say. It has a multiple meaning. Not only is it used for shifting integers, but in this case, we have things that aren't integers. We have a stream on the left and a string on the right. And so the compiler can certainly differentiate that from integers. And the stream mechanism has the wherewithal to figure out how to output a string. And so it just does it correctly. The second thing being inserted there is a special term. End L stands for end line. Let's back up a little bit. You know, all this does, of course, is print out hello world. But if you'll take a look at the beginning of the program, you will notice that I am including a header called IOStream, but I do not say .h. Well, that's interesting. That's quite different than what you're used to in C, and even if you've been using C++ over the years, this is a change. Well, there's a reason for that. It turns out that the library, the C++ standard library, is not only partitioned into different headers, IOStream being one of them, but there's also a concept of namespace. Namespace is a packaging mechanism. It's a way to put names together as a single unit. And it turns out that a good 98% or 99% of the standard C++ library is in a single namespace called STD, which is an abbreviation for standard. The reason for this is so that you can take multiple libraries and use them in your program and not worry about name clashes, which can happen when you have multiple link libraries. The namespace is just another layer of wrapping that goes around a group of names. And there is a way, although I'm not going to take time to talk about it in these examples, there is a way to only use those names from that namespace package that you want. And so even if you have a couple of large libraries and you're using them at the same time, if they have names that are the same, you don't have a problem as long as you don't use the same names from each library. You only use a particular name from one and a different name from another, and there's no clash, and all the rest of the names remain hidden inside the namespace. Well, that's one of the reasons that namespaces are in the language. However, what I'm doing here, actually, is just unlocking the whole namespace. When I say using namespace std, that particular statement says, open up the namespace and look in there for any of the names that I happen to be using. And that's where it finds cout and endl. Anyway, so this is just introducing the IOStreams mechanism. The key feature about IOStreams is that it is a type-safe I/O facility, because the stream just does the right thing according to the type of thing you insert into it.